The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So the beginning of a meditation period, it's always an interesting part of the practice. We can practice not jumping in, being in a hurry to get meditating, whatever that means to us. Noticing what attitude we bring to our meditation practice. There's one teacher, Sayadaw Tejaniya, who says that many people, just the thought of meditating makes them tight. I'm going to meditate now. So just notice what attitude, what ideas are coloring, influencing this moment, and not to judge or try to get rid of, but to recognize, to include everything as we settle into the body. Practicing settling in to the experience. And that experience is just what is being known, what the mind naturally can know. So we can investigate or explore what can the mind know? Well, can know the body is sitting and it feels like this, however that is for you. So that's something we can know. It's not very exciting. It's not something that means a lot, maybe. And we can't actually really grasp these experiences, these sensations of the body sitting. We can know them. So this is the reason that we use a primary object often in practice, like feeling the sensations of the body or the sensations of breathing or the experience of hearing. To break our addiction to the world of concepts of good and bad, I like, I don't like. What can we know? Because all of that conceptual world is pretty tenuous. Doesn't really lead anywhere except to more conceptual proliferation. Doesn't mean we have to judge it. Doesn't mean it's bad. It's just what it is. But we're getting interested in this practice in what can we know? If somebody came and offered us money to point to something that we can know, well, we can know the body feels like this. The mind feels like this. The heart feels like this. And this word, this, is just an invitation to keep knowing. It's not a solid ground or a solid fixed idea. It's like this. And now it's like this. The mind gets lost in thought because of habit. But we can't actually destroy or lose this capacity to know directly. It's like this. We can forget, but the moment we remember, it's like this. The mind's lost in thought. Having been lost in thought, this has been set in motion, this emotion, this agitation, and that can be known. Oh, it's like this. Is there any experience we can have that the mind can't know, can't be aware of? getting interested in this play of the mind, this dynamic of the mind knowing. It's like this. In a balanced, receptive way. And moments where the mind is caught up in some drama. That the moment the mind recognizes again the possibility of this direct knowing, the body sitting, then get interested in what that experience is like, that reality. It's really two realities. And see if it's possible to do this exploration in a fresh, interested way instead of a self-judgmental way where we think we already know. And everything can be known. At least that's the hypothesis. So self-judgment arises. Can that be known? What's asking to be known in this moment? And then it changes. So we're more interested in the continuity of this balanced, mindful awareness. More interested in that than what comes and goes, the different objects. teacher, Ajahn Suchito, said that we can't just let go of our worries, our planning, our agitation, habits. We have to let go into something. The mind has to replace its trust in unskillful habits of obsessing, ruminating with something else. You could call that a sense of trust in our own experience, in this knowing directly. It's like this. But those are just words. You could call it the reality of non-grasping, that the mind realizes you might just feel it as a sense of ease, embodied presence, even a sense of caring, of inclusivity, inclusion, nothing left out. And our job as a meditator is to notice those moments, however subtle or small, infrequent, and to notice the moments where there's a self with a problem, with a drama, to bring the same curiosity, patience, interest, to both. And to keep asking, what can be known? What's asking to be known? What wants to move? what can be put down. And being wary of complexity. It's just like this now. Feels like this. Waking up. It feels like this in the body. So we'll continue in silence now. You might, if your eyes have been closed, practice for the last minute or so with your eyes open. Noticing how this knowing quality continues even without us putting in personal effort.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.